Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Ryan Klimola. The New Testament reading for today is from Romans 2, verse 1 through 16. Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things, and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will render to each one according to his words. To those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality. For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. For when Gentiles, who do not have the law, by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them. On that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We learn to compare ourselves early in life. On the playground, it sounds like, I can run faster. As we grow, it becomes, at least I didn't do what they did, or I may not be perfect, but I'm not as bad as that person. We are all inclined to think like the Pharisee in Luke 18, who prayed, God, I thank you, I'm not like that other man. We carry scorecards, quietly ranking ourselves and others. It gives us a false sense of security, though we hate to be judged the same way. We fear what Jesus says in Matthew 7, that the measure we use will be used on us. In Romans 1, Paul describes the world that has wandered from God. It is easy to agree with him and to get on our high horses until Romans 2 turns a spotlight on us. Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself. The problem isn't just out there. It's me. I'm the problem. God doesn't grade on a curve. He examines each life with perfect fairness, calling us to repentance and reminding us that his kindness still invites all to return. We're quick to see the wrong in others and slow to see it in ourselves. You who pass judgment do the same things, the reading continues. The sins we condemn often hide in our own lives. Like a man pointing out dirt on another man's hands while standing knee-deep in mud, we forget we are all corrupted by the same problem of sin. This passage cuts through our excuses and shows us that none of us are right with God just because someone else looks worse than us. Verse 4 of our reading asks, do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? Every day we live shows how patiently God delays judgment, allowing time for repentance before the day of judgment comes. God's patience might be compared to a parent leaving the porch light on long after curfew. The light shines through the night as a quiet signal that the way home is still open. His kindness gives space for repentance. and his justice will bring all things to completion in his timing. As verses 6 and 7 say, he will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. Verse 11 says, for God shows no partiality. Those words level the playing field. Every person, Jew or Greek, church member or outsider, is measured by the same truth. You might say, God shows no favorites. Those who know God's law are accountable for it, and those who haven't heard it still carry his law in their conscience. Verse 15 tells us that they show the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness. God's justice reaches everyone alike, measuring each life by the truth he built into this creation. None of us can claim ignorance because all have fallen short. Every careless word and selfish choice once stood as evidence against us. But in Christ, that record has been cleared. The Lord who knows all has chosen not to keep a record of our wrongs. Jesus stood under the same law and was found blameless. He took the sentence of death we deserved, so that when the book of deeds is opened, there is nothing to condemn us. The verdict beside our name now reads, innocent. Because God shows no partiality, his justice runs deeper than ours. We focus on outward appearances, our differences such as status, background, behavior. But God looks at the truth revealed in Jesus. At the cross, Christ carried the full weight of human sin and opened the way for us to be with God. Paul ends this section saying that there will come a day when God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus. The one who will judge is the same one who was condemned for us. Through his death and resurrection, God has already declared the world forgiven. That's the settled reality of the cross. Peace fills the believer's life when faith receives that verdict and knows the righteousness that Christ has won for all and has given to you. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray. O Lord, graciously hear the prayers of your people, that we who justly suffer the consequence of our sin may be mercifully delivered by your goodness to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.